Harper Audio presents Mystic River by Dennis Lehane. Read by Scott Brick. Dedication for my wife, Sheila. He did not understand women. It wasn't the way bartenders or comedians didn't understand women. It was the way poor people didn't understand the economy. You could stand outside the Girard Bank building every day of your life and never guess anything about what went on in there. That's why in their hearts, they'd always rather stick up a 7-Eleven. Pete Dexter, God's Pocket. There is no street with mute stones, and no house without echoes. Gongora. Part 1. The Boys Who Escaped from Wolves. 1975. Chapter 1. The Point and the Flats. When Sean Devine and Jimmy Marcus were kids, their fathers worked together at the Coleman Candy Plant and carried the stench of warm chocolate back home with them. It became a permanent character of their clothes, the beds they slept in, the vinyl backs of their car seats. Sean's kitchen smelled like a fudgesicle, his bathroom like a Coleman choo-choo bar. By the time they were 11, Sean and Jimmy had developed a hatred of sweets so total they took their coffee black for the rest of their lives and never ate dessert. On Saturdays, Jimmy's father would drop by the Devines to have a beer with Sean's father. He'd bring Jimmy with him, and as one beer turned into six, plus two or three shots of Dewars, Jimmy and Sean would play in the backyard, sometimes with Dave Boyle, a kid with girls' wrists and weak eyes who was always telling jokes he'd learned from his uncles. From the other side of the kitchen window screen, they could hear the hiss of the beer can pull tabs, bursts of